Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
Hello and welcome to this edition of Trendacy Capitol Building, which we'll be talking about, which is one of the trends because the Tennessee Capitol Building is trending. We'll tell you why. I'm Miles. I am joined by Becca Ramos. How are you, Becca?
Hello. I'm good. How are you?
You know, I'm looking out the window as I burp into the mic and the sun is out and I like that. But then I look on the app and the fucking rain icon is coming back. Again, no. I'm not really hating, but oh, she's gonna rain it too. Also, oh wait, no, it went away. Man, see this weather app, you never know. I'm just like waiting for a streak.
It's freezing here in New York. I'm upset about it.
I have like an outdoor chair I want to sit in, but it has a cushion and I can't sit. I can't leave that shit out or else it's gonna get fucking soaked. And I'm like, I need like
moldy.
I'm like a string of days where I can leave something outside. I already took an L on these other seat cushions. It was bad news. But again, that's me acclimating to the increased rain that I have not been used to. Anyway, let's talk about some of the top trends. First up, I just want to circle back on the principal from the charter school we talked about in the episode that came out today, who cut the $100,000 check to someone she believed was Elon Musk because the guy said, I'm Elon. I will invest millions in your school, your science and technology charter school, if you just give me $100,000 up front.
LMAO.
Because that's how charitable investment works.
Scamming 101 of like, okay, if a scammer is asking you for money, saying they're going to give you more money, then they don't have the money. Why would they ask you for money if they're going to give you money?
Yeah, that's what we call three good to be true. You know,
yeah.
Not even too good to be true. It's three good. It's just, come on now. But what's fucking really interesting is that I didn't realize this. That teacher is now claiming that she was groomed. And that's what happened. And I'm like, what a terrible use of the word groomed to describe your bumbling as a school administrator. She was like, yeah, you know, basically she was saying like, and grooming, she like broke it down for like the administration she was trying to defend herself to. She was like, that's when someone tries to gain your trust and then they do it for deceptive purposes or to get you to do something. You don't
scammed, baby
like,
girl.
No, you got way to like try and spin it off into some other thing. Like,
yeah.
It's actually not, I'm completely susceptible to this. It's that I was groomed. By, you know what she said? She goes on to be like, it wasn't even Elon. It was a dude named like Luis Alberto Fernandez or something. That's who the check was written to. That person kept claiming that he was Elon's right hand. And that's how she got caught up. And you're like, fool, you got caught up by someone who said they fucking knew him?
Yeah, like literally this is so embarrassing on so many levels.
Yeah.
Like, first of all, second of all, charter school ? Like, like already an issue there.
Yeah. Got to get that Elon money though, you know. I guess whatever you got to do to not do actual work as a school administrator. I mean, I guess that is an easy way. Like, man, it'd be cool if Elon like just invested millions. That would be real cool. Let's keep the theme of education and academia going. Specifically Harvard, as we know, one of the wealthiest schools in the world, baby. And, you know, they churn out constant people who end up leading our world and shaping policy, and from foreign policy to domestic to financial, fiscal, it's all there. Well, Harvard University, the grad students there, especially the ones that are, you know, doing TA work and stuff like that, or, you know, laboring for the university, they've been saying for a while they're not paid enough. And I think that's a general issue with most grad students, I'd say. Absolutely. I think if not all, that they are not paid enough. And especially for the amount of money that this school is generating, the amount of, you know, money in their coffers, there's absolutely no excuse for this. Well, Harvard is adding insult to injury right now because they're holding an event. This is in Vice, to help graduate students sign up for government food assistance programs. Quote, the university's health services office sent a flyer to grad students on Wednesday encouraging them to come to a, quote, SNAP benefits sign up. this is
literally
wild.
Like made my skin crawl. Like
the flyer goes on to fuel your body and stock your pantry. Did you know that grad students may qualify to receive assistance paying for food and groceries? May. Not saying you will, but you might, because we damn sure not going
to
give you anything.
And we know we don't pay you enough that you have to apply for these programs.
But we like, hear you. You're not getting paid enough. That's why we're like, well, if you actually broke, then you'll go on Snap. Okay? Rather than going on Snapchat and trying to besmirch the good name of Harvard University, is how I believe the people speak there.
It's so crazy because I was actually just listening to the Bechdelcast episode that came out today that is about the movie Buffaloed. But it's about like a debt collector, and they go over like, you know, kind of this hole where the protagonist was going to go to Harvard, but then they were like, that's going to put me in too much debt. And then they didn't go to Harvard. Mm-hmm. And it's just this whole concept that it's like, we go to these higher universities so that we can earn enough money so that we can, you know, live this lifestyle that we are told is the American dream. And then to add insult to injury, you go to these universities, you rack yourself in so much debt. Sometimes your degrees don't pay off in the jobs that you need them to. And then you're literally in grad school at a prestigious university and you have to be on benefits?
Right.
That's crazy.
What's also wild, though, too, right, is you can't get SNAP benefits if you're not a U.S. citizen.
Yeah.
So what of the international students that are there?
Absolutely.
They're assout.org/HarvardFuckedMe because they're like absolutely just choosing to not address the situation. Like,
yeah.
The graduate student union is like, all y'all got to do is pay us more. That's it. Or just change the way you structure these salaries so we don't have to like be on food benefits while we do some of the educating at this prestigious fucking university.
Higher education's a scam. It's a scam. And I'm someone who values education so much as a child of educator. And my brother's an educator. Like, I love school, but like, it's fucked. I like never going back.
I mean, yeah, it started off as something easier to get into.
Yeah.
Most people could get in, bar most, you know, like non-wealthy people of color and things like that, or other marginalized groups. But, you know, when you look at it like that, and it made sense to go, and like that was the entry point to the quote middle class. But now we're like, you want debt to enter a rapidly vanishing middle class?
Yeah.
Because you either, it's going to be feast or motherfucking famine.
Yep.
And you can do that with $80,000 of debt over your head. Up to you. Up to you. But yeah, it's really fucked up. And just like with inflation and all this shit and how much rent costs, to add insult to injury by being like, yeah, like your food, I don't know. So I don't know what the fuck they can do. You know what I mean?
Good luck to the Harvard Student Union, you know?
Yeah, please. You know, I hope them and anybody who is, you know, giving their fucking labor to a university that's sitting on a fucking pile of money.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, same song, just different key. And that was in the key of higher ed. And then finally, before we go to break, I keep seeing JoJo Siwa trending on Twitter. And every time I click it, I'm like, well, what's going on? Like, is there some controversy? The first thing I saw was this dude at a bar, like a country line dancing bar, just killing the dancing choreography to a JoJo track. Another one is just JoJo like singing in her Lambo. First of all, love that. Shout out to you. Look, I get it, JoJo. You got the Lambo, but that's because you're grizzy. But I couldn't quite, like, then there are people talk, like there's like tweets from 3 weeks ago, but it's still trending. So Becca, help me. Why JoJo Siwa?
Okay, I've been waiting to talk about this. I feel like Jack's been honestly too scared to bring this up. I think it would just big brain him too hard.
Coward move to not bring up JoJo Siwa.
He'd explode. And so I'm so glad you asked, Miles.
Right.
So,
for people who don't know, like this is JoJo Siwa. It was like a massively popular like child pop star, you know, doing YouTube, TV and all that.
She was on...
And Dance Moms.
Dance Moms. She got famous from Dance Moms, and then from Dance Moms, she like became like, I don't know, a YouTube sensation with children, and she was like on Nickelodeon, and she's, you know, but what she's now famous for is being the TikTok lesbian. Okay.
So, right. That was the last time she came out, and so now she's on TikTok, right?
And she's being messy on TikTok. And that is why she's trending. Okay. So there's this account called Lestopia. I don't want to highlight the creator too much because she has been known to be a racist and a bigot. Despite being a lesbian herself, she is from Florida and a Trump supporter. So we're going to put her in a little bucket. Lestopia. Okay.
Put that over
there. She started talking about all these white lesbian TikTok creators, which like can be its own conversation about the fact that Lestopia discourse does not include black and brown women.
Right. But
we're not getting into that right now. We don't have time. Right now, Lestopia, JoJo Siwa. JoJo Siwa started this drama because she was like dating somebody and then broke up with that person. And then this other couple was dating Avery and Sophie. Everyone loved Avery and Soph. They were like, oh my God, TikTok couple. They live together, whatever. They break up. Everyone's So then Avery of that couple starts dating JoJo. Everyone's like, oh my God, poor Soph. Drama, 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 drama. And then Avery and JoJo were all over TikTok. It was crazy. Okay. They were taking cruises. They were at LA bars, like in clubs, and they were doing all this stuff. And people were just like, ugh, it's so childish. It's so sick. Like, we hate this. And then they break up. And Avery's like, woe is me. I'm so sad. And she kind of goes on this healing journey. She talks to her ex, Soph, and it's just like, I'm so sorry for everything I did to you. Like, what I did to you, JoJo did to me. And Soph, like, queen of the year, was just like, there. You know, glad you learned your lesson. We can be chill now.
Right.
And Avery's been on her healing journey. Well, now JoJo's been like being messy on TikTok, just like kind of clout chasing after the fame of the breakup. And it's just been like red flagging it all over the place, being like, oh my God, dating in LA is like people chasing you for clout. People wanting to date you for XXX.
People who don't know stuff. The TikTok form of red flagging is when you have the text come up on the screen with the red flags up, just for some of the older folks like myself who only recently understood this format on the TikTok. Okay, so doing the red flag videos, got you.
So she was basically making jabs at her exes, basically only dating her for, you know, the clout type of vibe.
Right.
And now her exes are like, we've been silent long enough and we're tired of being bullied from the clap discourse. Back? Yes. And so they are upset because they're like, the discourse has died down. You know, we have been out of the spotlight for a minute now. That's how we want to be. Like, we're over this JoJo hate train that we got post our breakups. Like, her ex previous to Avery and her current ex, Avery. Uh-huh. And so now they're coming out being like, fuck this shit. JoJo was the one using us for clout. Like, she took us to Disney because she wanted to post about it. Not because we were trying to make ourselves TikTok famous, because JoJo's known for taking them on these like extravagant dates. JoJo's thing,
but it's just for the content, for the tent.
Yes, her girlfriends all go to Disney. Like, you know, JoJo's seeing someone new when paparazzi spot her at Disney. Like, it's like a thing that she does, is that like, take her girlfriends to Disney. And so they're all coming out saying like, well, JoJo's actually the reason that we like were internet famous, not because like we were clout chasing from her, but because she was the one wanting to post content, not us.
Wow.
So that's why she's in the heat.
Yeah.
It's
just funny when like, because at first I remember being like, her image was always very sanitized and she had her like up pony, you know, with the wild neon colors. And then when she was like, look, I'm an adult, like I'm coming out. This is kind of what I'm going through. Like, this is me now. And then just watch that evolution of like, you know what, too? I'm going to get a little messy on
that. Well, and it's funny because like the lesbians of TikTok are like, well, this is common. Like, you know, you didn't date when you were younger because you were closeted.
Yeah, when you're in the closet,
To be messy at 20 is not crazy because you are going through like dating experiences you maybe would have had when you were like 13 and 14 instead you're doing it now. So, you know, at first it was like, aw. But now it's kind of like, girl, like sit down. You know, you are so famous. So
right, you don't need all this. Yeah, it is wild when you see people come out of their, you know, out of their chill like that. When you're like that, you don't have to do it. Okay, well, you know what? Some people, sometimes the ego is a very powerful thing. That is something Absolutely. We know very well. All right, let's take a quick break and we'll be back to talk about some other stuff after this.
Hey, here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon, just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Visible is the wireless company that makes wireless visible. No hidden fees, no really. Save on wireless with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. You don't need more than one line of wireless to save. Just switch to Visible at Visible.com. Save on wireless without the hassle. Switch to Visible today and save at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
And we're back. Instagram is trending because what is this something cool?
Okay, so I put this in here because it's actually a feature that I'm excited about.
Okay, even though, let me know.
You know, social media is trash and we should spend less time on it talking to myself. Instagram now lets you bookmark posts with friends and store them in a dedicated space. So what I'm understanding what they're doing is like kind of finally pulling the plug to bring Pinterest to Instagram, basically, right? Like, you know, when you're on Instagram, you can save a post. And then if you hold the button down, you can make a collection.
Oh, right. To like start. Yeah, like, I remember back in the day, it would all just be sloppy in one place.
So for a while, it was just like a useless feature where you're just saving shit. And it's just like, okay, like now this isn't a peripheral saved button and you can't make collections.
Right.
Then they added the collections feature where you can save posts into a collection. Like I frequently do it for like, you know, if there's clothes I want to buy or like nail designs that I want to do, those are usually my top, or like hairstyles that I'm looking to do. Those are like my three big collections. Well, now you can add your friends to a collection, which is like the OG Pinterest board, right? Like when you're on Pinterest, you can make a board, you could share the board with your friend and be like, oh my God, this is what I'm thinking about wearing to prom, you know, because that's like when you were using shared Pinterest boards. But I think as someone with a, you know, overly active Instagram mom, sorry, mom. You know, I think this will be helpful because she sends me a lot of DMs about, I don't know, things to do in New York, Puerto Rico, whatever.
Right.
And if I can just add her to a collection, she can just put them all there. I can go look at them and my messages don't pile up.
I have the weird, I just look, half of the shit I've saved, it's like on accident. Like truly, I'm like, wait, what? Why the fuck did I? Some I'm like, oh yeah, I remember that one. And then another one's like an ad.
No, that's very much a lot of my saved. Like, only some of them are very intentional where I'm like, oh my God, yeah, like, I definitely needed to go back to that. Like, my nails ones.
Right.
Because I get my nails done enough that I can, like, go and refer to it. But some of the things I forget. Like, I am not a big shopper. Like, I, like, save things being like, oh my God, that would be a dream to wear. And then I never think about it again because I only buy things, like, clothing when I need it. And I'm like, oh my God, I need a dress for that thing.
Right.
And then I just go to the store and I don't think about what I've saved. So.
Yeah. I mean, look, I like a feature like this because it's funny because all the time it's usually just me like in text threads just sharing Instagram posts.
Exactly.
But then I think it's so easier
kinda
for.
Helpful.
Yeah, I think also, but for my old ass friends, like we get stressed out going on there sometimes. And sometimes like, yo, just bring it here. Like, what'd you see? They're like, I'm not going to go in there. Just,
I know.
Just post it in here. Okay, I like that recipe. Or they'll be like, oh shit, look at that glow up from that old coworker, which is always nice to see. All right, next. Juarez is trending. So there was a terrible fire at a detention facility, migrant detention facility in Mexico a few days ago where I believe 39 people died in a fire because these people who were being detained as they were seeking asylum or whatever to get into the United States, a fire broke out in one of the cells and 39 people perished in this fire in a horrific manner. We're now hearing that authorities are actually considering homicide charges for two federal officers, two state employees, two subcontracted security guards, and one migrant for their alleged, you know, misconduct that led to this fire, which is horrific. I mean, like a lot of the people were saying, like, just other people tried to help, but like it seemed like a gate would be stuck and things like that. Just a really, really terrible, terrible story. I mean, just the layers to it, aside from like the U.S. putting pressure on the like on Mexico, being like, look, we're not going to brutalize, like, y'all, this got to be your problem, but don't ask us to figure out our immigration laws quite yet. And let's not even address like what is even the forces that are even making people migrate like this. Spoiler alert, a lot of it has to do with the U.S. In the 70s and 80s. But, you know, this is kind of the situation, and it's just like clearly preventable to the point now that they're saying, oh, it's a criminal act. So yeah, just an ongoing story that just went from like awful to even worse somehow. So I'm sure we'll hear more about what's going on there, but sadly, I'm not sure it's really doing much to drive any increased debate around our immigration policy and, you know, the lack of difference between administrations, where it's kind of a consistent low hum of, you know, just inhumane treatment. And then finally, the Tennessee Capitol, the reason for the title is trending because there are thousands of people protesting there at the Capitol building. The Republicans have a super majority in the state, state government. And, you know, in the last few days, a lot of journalists, activists have been pulling up on these representatives, these politicians, asking, what are you going to do about gun control and actually addressing the issue about safety, especially in schools, but overall, all people that are affected by gun violence? What is your plan? These people, they acted like they were like, oh, I'm sorry, I'm on mute right now.
Literally.
I can't hear you. Miss me with that. Or like running into elevators. Really shameful shit. So now there's rightfully been an outpouring of anger over the lack of any kind of activity from their legislators to do something. And it's, people are showing up in mass. Marjorie Taylor Greene, though, and some other despicable folks are trying to say this is all part of a trans day of vengeance and that it's trans people that are the ones that are contributing to the ruckus, when anyone who just did a cursory look at like the footage and the people that are at the Capitol, it is everyone. It's the people of Tennessee, kids, parents, all different ethnic groups, you know, gender identities, whatever.
So wait, why were they saying that they think trans people were leading the violence at the Capitol?
Because it's all part of this like conservative. They were like rubbing their mitts that the shooter was a trans person. And that
the
they
shooter
can now
was a trans person. Okay.
Yeah, in Tennessee. And they wanna then, you know, basically tie that to the dehumanization, the villainization of trans people, and make it seem like, and there, then these people can be murderers, and the like.
Yeah, anybody can be a murderer. You know, it's like,
yeah, I know. But look at the fucking stats, because the amount of trans people are very underrepresented in the kinds of people that are engaging in this kind of activity. It's pretty clear.
Sad too, because it's like it's that, you know, one drop rule almost, right? It's like, okay, so one trans person committed a heinous crime, but we're not going to talk about how every school shooting is a white man. Like,
yeah, or most, yeah, like 90 whatever, yeah, some percent,
99% of them are white men, and also much of the crime against most other communities are white men.
You're treating the Republicans as good faith actors in the system.
Oh, of course,
you know,
course.
And
no,
so
no,
like I know, I get it. But that's just sort of, this is what their agenda is. Because they're also like, let's be real, you know, especially like evangelical Christians who are a huge part of the conservative movement. Like it helps. It's an agenda for them. While also, you know, the game right now is to try and expand their numbers or preserve their shrinking group. And it's by any means necessary. And right now it's just, they want to just be as horrible to human beings as possible. And in this case, even people that they know personally, like we talked about the governor of Tennessee and his wife personally knew some of the victims, and yet crickets when the issue of gun control is brought up. So, you know, it's what happens when when money overruns everything. You just get a bunch of people who are just going to parrot lobbyist talking points. But until then, it's good to see the people come out, because that is one way to actually, you know, show the people that think that everything is very comfortable for them that, in fact, people are it's aware of their lack of action. So, yeah, ongoing as we grapple with our terrible, terrible gun culture in this country. All right. Well, that's going to do it for us today. Becca, thank you for joining me. Make sure you tune in tomorrow, because we got a whole new episode. It's going to be a pretty good one. Talking about, you know, some fascist bangers that are climbing the charts right now. So check in for that. Until next time, be kind to yourself. Be kind to each other. You know, make sure you stay safe. Get that vaccine if you haven't. Also, you know, don't do anything about white supremacy or any kind of homophobia, transphobia, nothing like that, because life's hard enough. And the only way it gets better is if, like, everybody's on the same page saying, hey, everybody deserves, you know, to live a good life. Okay.
Absolutely.
Anyway, we'll see you then. Take care. Peace and blessings. Bye.
Bye.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it! Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.